The State Department of Natural Resources is asking the legislature for nearly $90 million to protect and improve aquatic lands. DNR Commissioner Hillary Franz says the package will support the work of Governor Inslee's Orca Recovery Task Force. Let's hear more on this from KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Getting derelict vessels out of local waterways, removing old pilings that contaminate habitat with toxic creosote, replacing old culverts that block fish from returning to their spawning ground, restoring more salmon habitat, and investing in urban forests to reduce stormwater runoff that harms aquatic life. These are some of the items on DNR's $90 million list. Commissioner Hillary Franz says it's really about accelerating the agency's agenda.
We've been doing this work, but we haven't been doing it at a rate and pace and scale that we must do it if we're going to ensure the long-term survival of salmon and orcas.
She says now is a moment in time when her agency and everyone who lives here has a responsibility to step up and do what's needed. The Department of Natural Resources has expertise that she hopes will be used. The request is also supported by Washington tribes and by the state's largest environmental groups. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.